Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sports Lounge, better known as the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, of course, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, how you doing this week?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed to be living when we live, and
That's good.
I'm very pleased to be here with all our fans. I hope everybody's had a great year-ending celebration of the New Year, America, Christmas. Couldn't be better, I don't think, except for maybe, and we'll get into this hopefully just a little bit, the folks in Los Angeles.
Oh, the fires and all that,
the
yeah.
The fires, yeah. I got a real good look at it here just a little while ago on the news, and it's really, really bad.
Yeah, a lot of fire. There's natural disasters all over the country, and we're going to talk about that a little bit, because today we're going to talk a little bit about your career. I'm your host, Michael Horn.
That's a pretty big, that's a good disaster.
It's a disaster. We're going to talk about some great things here. No, I'm not your career being a disaster, but we're talking about how disasters affect people playing when they're doing playing professional sports. Corey Marino, our producer, is with us again. Corey, how are you doing this week?
Doing well, thank you. The fires haven't got to where I live, so we're just seeing what's happening, and had a great happy New Year and Christmas, and it's been all great.
Yeah, it's been a, you know, Christmas, fires, the New Year. We're doing a live show here, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, we
got
are.
Got a good one. No, Fred, today we thought what we'd do is kind of go back along memory lane a little bit and talk about how you got going in football, how you got going in acting, all these different things that happened in your life, and kind of maybe help people out there decide how they can look at careers and what it took for you to get going, and maybe we can take some of what you learned along the way to help ourselves out. So it's going to be kind of fun to do that. Also, our chat room is open for you. We're on Facebook Live. We're on Roku Live. We're on CRNTalk.com Live. So get in there. Ask us if you have any questions for Fred. Definitely throw them in there, because we'll get some information for you. It's kind of our first foray into getting to know Fred Dreyer again in the new year. Your holidays were good, Fred?
They were very good. They were fun, and they were well planned out. I ducked all of those big parties and all those freeway travel. I'll see you on Christmas Day, I promise.
We'll be back with more. Stay with us here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm gonna be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no, the roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer Corey Marino, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of our show. A lot of people saying hello to you already. We had a lot of best of there during the holiday season, but Fred, you're back there. Pamela is saying hello to you. We got Rachel tuned in there. Nikki from Nebraska is saying hi. Bruce in line with us, and all of you can send us a comment on Facebook Live. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. By the way, Fred, I have a Christmas present under my tree for you. I have to make sure and get it to you.
Yeah, yeah, what is that?
You're going to love it,
by the
way.
This isn't one of those pull the string and then open it.
Oops, good stuff over there. You're going to love it. Now,
okay.
I'll bring it in. We'll open it up on the air here. But Fred, let's talk a little bit about you and the beginnings of your career. What prompted you to get into sports? Were you like a sports fanatic in high school or in grade school? I mean, were you always the guy out there playing things? You told me you used to ride your bike everywhere and become a terror in Southern California. How did you get the sports bug?
Well, I think to answer it, it's all in looking back on the events that you find yourself in as a young person. And I realized very, very early on that I was more or less alone with my fantasies and my dreams.
You were alone? What do you mean by that, you're alone? You just had these fantasies of playing sports or whatever, and you dreamed about it? Was that it?
Yeah, I used to dream up until the Dodgers came to L.A. in
58.
I was in a wilderness of a fantasy. All the sporting events that I would see were either on the 10 o'clock news,
right,
replays, or they were in conversation with other friends of mine. And all the information you get, you know, such as the Yankees playing the Dodgers or all of these great sports moments. I think when the Dodgers moved out to California is when I really started paying attention to my own my own development.
It was different then. We should mention to the audience that there wasn't a lot of baseball on TV. There was maybe a game of the week and that kind of thing. It wasn't every single day in a lot of markets, especially in L.A., where there was no baseball team until the Dodgers came to town. And so you kind of was like a fantasy thing. You dreamed about it because you didn't see it every day live in front of your face.
Well, imagine the surprise to young people who were playing Little League, and they passed out hats and gloves and all this paraphernalia, and up until 1958, where I came from, we didn't have a Major League Baseball team. We had a California Coast League, the Angels and the Hollywood Stars.
Yeah, minor league teams were there. They were
fun. They were fun because you always got to, you always have to realize that, I went to those games, but I always realized it wasn't the real thing.
The real thing going and play ball was minor league stuff in Los Angeles. Now, you in high school, you played baseball and were a pretty good strapping right-hander, but you blew out your arm. Didn't you have some arm problems or something in high school?
Yeah, I like most kids today, even. They just overthrow.
Yeah. And so you graduate high school. You're not going to play baseball. You got arm problems. How do you go from baseball to football?
Well, first of all, I took a year off out of high school, didn't throw any baseballs or play any sports, in 59, the Dodgers were here for that year, and they were in the World Series.
Yeah, that year in 59.
It was amazing. So I went out to the garage and picked up the baseball and started throwing the hell out of it. And I threw it pretty well until my arm blew out.
Very good. Very good. Thanks to the Dodgers for blowing out Fred's arm. But, the loss to the Dodgers is the gift later on to the Rams. You went to college. How'd you sign up for football at college? Did you think about playing football, or did you get talked into it somehow?
I played 1 year of high school football.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And then I played 4 years of high school baseball. My arm.
You blew it out. We got
blew that.
That
out.
You blew that
so,
arm out. It's gone.
Gone.
Thing's gone.
It's not going to be a quarterback either.
So
want to arm wrestle after the show? Never mind. Okay, continue.
I'll leg wrestle you.
Okay, that's good. So you go to college, and you get talked into doing football?
I went to play baseball all 4 years in high school. Then I got out of high school, played American Legion baseball for a year or so, and then I got a tryout with the Angels at Sawtell Field.
These are the minor league
over
Angels.
Over here in
L.A. Yeah.
At L.A.
Yeah. And so how'd the tryout go?
Well, it was fine, surprisingly, until my arm blew out.
Getting back to this arm situation here. Okay, so how do you get the football? That's my question. Your arm's blown out.
Well, I got out of high school. I graduated, And then I started hanging out with my girlfriend probably a little bit too much.
Okay, she talked you into football?
No, actually, she didn't really have anything in mind except sewing and pie making.
We'll leave it at that. That's fine.
Pie making.
Good. Sounds like a fine woman.
No, she was great.
Okay.
I gravitated toward baseball one summer when I was down in Hermosa Beach.
Yes.
Kind of where that fire is right now.
Yeah.
All my friends were gone. My buddies. And I said, where did everybody go? And they said, well, they're at El Camino, playing spring.
El Camino College.
Spring ball, you know. And so I went out there. I said, oh, okay. So I thought, oh, what the hell? I'm here at the beach. I might as well shoot down Manhattan Beach Boulevard and go right into the parking lot at El Camino College.
Okay. And?
So I got there. And the team was kind of just dispersing, going into the locker room. So I followed.
This was a baseball team or football?
Football team.
Football team. Okay.
Yeah. Why would I go?
I don't know. But you just said you went to the team. They were there. You didn't specify.
Well, it was a football team. I drove from.
We got it. You're there in the parking lot. Parked in there.
See him in there.
Yeah. So anyway. Bill Vincent, the defensive coach, comes over to me and says, "What are you doing? I mean, the El Camino College, all the junior college,
yes,
city colleges, knew all of the prospect good players in high school,
right?"
And seeing as I didn't have any scholarships from any schools like SC or UCLA or anything out of high school,
right?
I just kind of dug in and went to work at Rex's Trophy Shop in Lawndale, and drove my 57 Chevy around like I was crazy.
You had a 57 Chevy? That's pretty good.
No, 58.
58.
Yeah, 58.
That had those three lights in the back there.
Yeah,
it's different.
Yeah. The Impala. It was a nice ride.
Really?
Yeah,
low
and sleek.
And what shop did you work at? Trophy Shop?
Rex's Trophy Shop.
Are they still available? Can you get us a discount?
That store is gone.
Oh, God, it was robbed. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back more on the Fred Dreyer Trail. Stay with us here. The Fred Dreyer Show, Michael Horn, Corey Marino, and Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us today.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer Corey Marino and the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the amazing Fred Dreyer. We got some great listeners there tuning in to you, Fred. You've woken a few people up, I'll tell you that right now.
Hey.
Yeah, Lori's tuned in from Iowa. Kathy has tuned in from Lawndale. That sounds like El Camino College country, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Yeah, and she said she likes the El Camino Warriors. Is that the name of the team?
That's the name of the team.
Yeah, she said she's on the board of trustees, still on the board, so you might be able to get your gig back.
Yeah,
you could coach or something.
See if I can get a uniform out of it. We'll take it from there.
Get a uniform there. Yeah. We're talking about Fred's career. So you get into to Lawndale, to the Warriors, and then you go to San Diego State. I went with you on a trip one time where they honored you at the game of one of the superstars that played at San Diego State. How did you go there? That was a bullet point in there, or did they come recruiting you? Or
well,
how did
when I went to
El Camino.
Yeah. I didn't have to throw a baseball.
Okay, you got your arm was shot. We remember that, right?
Right. So it worked out that I had two very good years at El Camino, and in the last year, the 65, I was recruited. By San Diego State and other schools as well, but I didn't go to USC or UCLA or Cal or the Pac-10.
Yeah,
I didn't
not
go.
The Pac
I didn't go
half.
There because I wasn't eligible because I sat out my first year out of high school.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. Not that I would have changed my direction, but
right.
I just didn't know that if you sit out the first year out of high school, then you're kind of a dunce, and you're not going to get in the Pac-10, in the Pac-8, you're not going to get
full
eligibility.
Ride.
You know.
Did you have one of those hats? Those the pointed dunce caps or anything?
I wore that for a year. I wore that dunce cap for a year.
Traded it in for a helmet to San Diego State. Good team. Now, we talk about this all the time. Let's see if we can do it. You had some incredible coaches, probably at El Camino, but especially at San Diego State. We had Ernie Zambezi. We had Don Coryell. Who else did you have there?
John Madden, the defensive coach, was the one that recruited me to San Diego.
Was he driving his SUV at the time? I mean, his bus, mobile home?
Who, me?
No, John, because he, would he travel?
No, that was
not
that years
later. Much later, okay.
That was much years later.
So you get there, you get lined up over
there. So John comes over and it just says, hey, listen, come to San Diego State. It's a great place, blah, blah, blah. He says, if you're good at anything, they'll find you.
Yeah, Joe Gibbs was there too.
Which is an axiom that proves true in life, I think.
So you play there and you do well. You get signed by the New York Giants in 1969. Was this the whole draft thing? Did they draft you? Or did they just sign you right out of college? How did that work at that time?
They drafted me out of San Diego State. And they needed a lot of good football players. They didn't have very many. And so took off for New York, and I was down there for 3 years.
And you were a defensive lineman, and you hold the record, by the way, as in the NFL, the only player to score two safeties in a single NFL game. And I suppose you didn't plan on that. That just happens. But it was in the same quarter, for God's sakes, with two different quarterbacks against Green Bay, correct?
Well, they got in the way, and they became part of
became a nuisance.
A brief history blurb.
Is it? Jump in here, Corey. There's some good stuff he's got here. And Corey came up with this. He wanted to know, he said, defensive linemen go unnoticed sometimes compared to, we hear about the quarterbacks and the receivers and some of the running team going over there. You became noticed when you were with, I'm sure, with the in New York, but especially with the Rams. You were up there with Jack Youngblood. I mean, that was respected with the what you guys did with your defensive unit. How does that happen? Is it just you guys get together and you got pride and you want to do the best you can do? Because sometimes that does go unnoticed.
Well, there's a lot of things that are created by design, and others that are just luck and circumstances, you know. And I think who drafts you and the team that you join and the good fortune that comes to you from being around good players and in a good football system, that's the one thing. If you look now, that's the big gripe that a lot of players are having when if you're a quarterback, per se, especially for quarterbacks. But if you're a quarterback and you're not getting taught, if you're not in a program where an offensive coordinator on a professional team can take you and teach you something of value, so many teams of the 30, is it what, 30 teams in the
32.
NFL? 32.
Yeah, 32.
So there's probably 25 that are lousy. That look at the Bears. They keep, look at the Cleveland Browns. They keep repeating the same mistakes. There's not a, an excuse for them. It's just that they don't have good football judgment, you know, these teams. And so if my son were to come up and people were telling him, like Deion Sanders' son, you know, he's a quarterback, a very good quarterback out of in Colorado, and the one thing that you have to do is make sure that you let people know in professional football and the scouting combines if you are adamant about being drafted by a specific team. And so most of the time, people just go, gee, I'm so glad to be here. And they sign and they let what happens happen to them, and that's that. But a quarterback needs to be groomed. And they need to know that they're with a team and they're with coordinators that protect them and like them and so forth and so on. And so that's one of the things, like this USC. What's USC's kid's name?
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, a great athlete. But I think the father made a mistake when he didn't demand that his son go to a specific team because he didn't know what team to put the kid with.
Yeah.
And so now you've got a conundrum here where you've got a kid that is liked by the Chicago Bears, but they don't have anybody that's any good to teach and groom that kid.
Yeah. Well, maybe they get a new coach this year. That's what they're definitely looking for.
Well, there's 2 years now that have gone by, and it's kind of wasted.
Nothing happens there. Now, yeah. You started, though, with the New York Giants, pretty good team. Fran Tarkenton was the quarterback when you were there, and you played 3 years there and then played out your option, and nobody even knew what that was, but you did, and you almost got signed by the New England Patriots, but eventually Madden, you go talk to him at the Raiders, you talk to the Rams, and you get signed, you start playing at the Rams. How was playing in the 70s different than today? Talk about that, because those of us that saw it see it, but we forget about it. What was different than you see when you watch a game?
Specifically, are you driving at?
Well, there's more. This emphasis always has been on special teams, but even more so now. You know, you look at baseball, you see they're always looking at all the computer facts. Computer facts don't play that much of a role in football. You either go out there and you can play the game and do what you got to do or not. What was different, what you see now, than when you played? Anything different that comes to mind?
First of all, the players are better athletes.
Okay, I buy that. That's
they're
true.
Bigger, stronger, faster, everything, every cliche you can throw at.
Yep.
The game's different because it's a passing league. It's not a running league, although if you take a look at Saquon Barkley of the Philadelphia Eagles, he'll prove otherwise.
Former New York Giant, too, I believe, wasn't he?
Yeah. Another
traded him.
Everybody gets better when they leave the Giants.
Another giant goof.
What's that, Corey?
I said everybody gets better when they leave the Giants.
Fred Dreyer certainly did. Sure, so let's take one. Do
it's
that.
It's amazing.
Too.
That's 50. Yeah. That's 1971. Yeah. I left there.
Who were some of the toughest guys you played there? I know there's a story. You've told it here once on the show. I think you were just a rookie year. You nailed Johnny Unitas. Walk us through that play. I mean,
he was great. I met him. I had the thrill of a lifetime being in New York with the Giants.
Yeah,
and that franchise was a glamorous franchise. You know, I grew up watching Frank Gifford smoke cigarettes, leaning up against a building on Broadway, or hailing down a cab for a trench coat company. I remember all those things.
Did you see Howard Cosell? Was he back there?
He was my neighbor.
What? No, come on, really?
Yeah, he was my neighbor. He lived right around the corner from me in Manhattan.
Howard Cosell. Hey, Fred, let's go to the park.
No, you know, we did this. We did this. We came out here and with my wife at the time.
Yeah.
And we did this celebrity get together out in Malibu.
Really?
At the football field out there at Pepperdine.
Oh, wow.
And was it one of those Battle of the Network Stars things?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. It was.
Howard was calling the plays.
It was ridiculous.
And
Howard,
celebrity gladiators.
Howard was. Everybody was dressed in shorts because you know it's Malibu. Oh, it's Malibu. And hey. Howard's got a trench coat on. Anyway, so he's smoking a cigar, and I came out of the trailer, and I walked down, and I walked right over to him. He went, Fred Dreyer, number 89 from San Diego State. And I said, Howard, let me interrupt you just a second. I said, you know, there's a lot of people.
Oh, let me interrupt you a second. We got a break, and when we come back, you got to finish the story off. The Fred Dreyer Show, stay with us.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
a new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Michael Horn, along with our producer, Corey Marino, our guru here on the show, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, here with us today. All right, so just before that break, you're at the Battle of the Gladiators or the Network Stars, and your old neighbor from New York is there. And then so finish the story here, if you would, please.
Okay, here it is. Yeah. I'm going to be out there at the Battle of the Network Stars with my wife, and she's part of the entourage of singer, dancer, acrobats,
yes.
You know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so as I get out of the trailer, I immediately notice Howard
Cosell
walking right to left onto the scene, smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Hyper bent over like a rat, you know. And so I walked over to him. I said, Howard. He said, Fred Dreyer, number 89 of the New York Football Giants. I said, let me just say something to you, Howard. I think you'll want to comment on this. I got here early this morning, about 6 o'clock, and I started greeting people as they came in, and I asked all of them individually and collectively, I said, what do you think about Howard Cosell? And every one of them, to a man, to a woman, said, you have to go.
You told this to him?
And he looked at me and chewed his cigar, and his hand was shaking. He says, that, my man, is not gonna happen anytime soon.
Yeah,
you couldn't throw Howard. He was so fun and so good at what he did, and he lived right around the corner from me. And every once in a while, he would come out of his building at the time that I was getting ready to head down to the Lexington Avenue line and go out to Yankee Stadium to practice, and I'd run into him. And one day, the timing was perfect. His car driver pulls up, and just as the driver went around the front of the car to the back door to open it up to let Howard in, I stepped in perfectly as the door opened up, and I just said, thanks a lot, Howard. See you at the stadium.
Yeah.
That's my car, I do believe, young man.
You are something else. You play pranks all the time. You and who was it? Lance Rensel, where the NFL told you guys to knock it off because you were doing press for the for yourselves with the hats on or something that said press or something, didn't you, during a pre-Super Bowl or something?
We were actually hired by Dick Schaap, God bless him.
Oh yeah, producer. Yeah.
And he was a good friend of ours, and he came to Lance, and Lance was going to write a story on the Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
For Sport Magazine.
Right.
And so it was a legitimate hire, and we had an awful lot of fun doing these things, and this was going from a franchise, the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yep,
locker room, to their luncheon, to their breakfast, to their coaches greeting the press. And it was a big kickoff for the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep.
So Pittsburgh was playing at New Orleans, was playing in New Orleans against Superdome against the Fran Tarkington's Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great game, 16-9, I believe it was, something like that, 16-7. But it was a good game. And we did things like made up lists of questions that we'd ask the press, and we just blended in. So we were way in the back near the buffet table.
Yes.
And that's when I told Dick Schaap, I said, Dick, let us go ask some questions of the press.
Yeah.
He goes, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea, Fred. I said, okay, get out of the way. So, sure enough, the team comes out, sits down, the coaching staff, the entire team of the Pittsburgh Steelers comes out, along with the coach at the time. What was the coach at the time? It's Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll. Thank big. That's very good.
Chuck Knoll.
Good recall.
That's
the guy.
Not a lot of credit. They've only had like three coaches.
This is true. That's right.
Through, Corey.
I did.
Good, Corey. Thank you for being here today.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eye at that age.
Careful. Chuck Knoll was, I guess.
Careful now. So anyway,
where were we? Anyway, yeah, so even Chuck was in there. Oh, yeah.
So I had a series of questions, and I'm in the back. And of course, Jack Hand and a couple of other notable powerhouses of the
reporting school
of the journalism school of common sense.
Yeah.
They like to say that. And of course, this was a period of time where the press was king.
Oh, yeah.
They were king.
Yeah.
And so nobody recognized Lance and I because we were dressed in Roaring 20 reporter outfits.
With those press hats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I had a press hat.
And the sign said press. I saw a picture of you guys.
Yeah. So we had a moment there. And so the guy gets up and he taps his and of course, gets everybody's attention because that's what you do in important events.
Yes.
You know, you get their attention.
I think they're going to start, yeah.
Yeah, I think we got to be quiet because this is going to be a very important discussion on what are we here for?
Super Bowl.
So they say, okay, let's kick it off here with a question. Jim from the Dakota Picayune, what's your question? Well, Jim, well, Coach, we would sure like to know. Are you a gambling man? Do you play? Play the ponies and all that. What do you give your chances against the Vikings, you know? And he says, well, they're a fine ball club. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Really bad question. So after about the third one, I stood up and I raised my hand really high as I possibly could. And of course, they saw me back there. And he said, yes, sir, in the back. And with the tweed hat. So I said, yeah, Chuck, thanks so much for being here this morning. I know your time is precious. You want to get in there and you hit that film room, right? Hey. Nobody says anything. Hey. So I said, you know, a lot's been said about the zone defense, and many say that it's dated and it's out of touch with today's football. Many people think that it's dated, and we just wanted to know if it is and it's going, where's it going? We need to know where the zone defense is going. Could you help us out here? And nobody said anything. And then slowly, as they say, everyone turned around
and looked at you.
What jackass is asking this question? And they got a good look at me. And I just said, you know, the zone defense is something you may want to consider using a lot during the game, coach. And he said, yes, well. And then there was some buzzing going on up at the table.
It's Fred Dreyer. I think it's Fred Dreyer.
That's Fred Dreyer, Ellie Ramsey, and my Lance Ransom. These guys are the biggest jerks in America. And we've got to make sure that we got to get these guys out of here. How can we get these guys out of here? He goes, well, let them talk. I like that question. No, wait, I can't do that. So I said, well, look, we're here. Dick Schaap, our good friend Dick.
Oh, boy, you brought him in on this.
Yeah,
that's great. Nail him.
We really got him. So the questions were made up. I said, Jim, you made a comment earlier in your practice session the other day that you and your defensive cohorts were really going to be jacked up for the game. Could you clarify that a little bit? I mean, does that mean you're going to be eating a cow bin full of speed?
Oh, jeez.
No way, this is 1972.
Yeah, that's something to ask that question.
And I asked the tough questions. Yeah. And there was a big pause there, and I just said, I'm not the, you know, Howard's not the only one that can ask questions.
Howard Cosell. So you didn't play obviously in that Super Bowl. You did play in a Super Bowl before, but you also played against your old teammate. There was a big Monday night game against the Vikings. You were on the Rams over there, and you apparently sacked your old buddy Fran Tarkington multiple times on this, kept the pressure on Tarkington, and apparently you were holding about a 3-point lead, and you held the Vikings to just 3 points. You won that game 20-3. Did Tarkington talk to you afterwards? Say, Fred, lay off.
No, we talked all through the game.
Yeah, you did. The whole game.
Face to face.
I'm going to get you next.
Had nothing to do with football, believe me.
But that did establish you as one of the premier defensive players, too. And you also had a big NFC championship game in 1975 when the Rams played the Dallas Cowboys. You guys lost, but you had a big defensive line on the Rams that was crucial. And in that game, you had a strong effort against the Cowboys' offensive line. You tackle Ralph Neely. The Rams did struggle, but the Cowboys had a good offensive attack. Roger Staubach was on that team, and Robert Newhouse on there. So that was another game that brought a little shedding some lights.
Yeah, they were every year one of the two to three teams that were going to be in the Super Bowl.
What happened this year? They were America's team at the time. You played.
Well, they were.
Yeah, they were.
And they weren't. They were my team, but you know.
You played the Seahawks in 1978, and it was a late-season matchup, and you had the game-sealing sack against, and I want to make sure I say this right, Jim Zorn. That's with a Z, no relation to yours truly, Mike Horn. But you nailed
Zorn,
him.
Z-O-R-N.
That's correct.
Yeah, no.
And the Rams defeated the Seahawks 2017 in that one. So you always paid attention to everything in the game. I think you still do when you watch it now. I'm telling you, when we come back, we'll get your pick. We'll get the pick of the week from Corey and from Fred and yours truly. In the meantime, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And, you know, take some time to really enjoy the game here today. We post these videos, by the way, on our CRN Talk YouTube channel. So if you want to see them and you don't catch them live on Facebook Live, go to crntalk.com. Is that right, Corey?
crntalk.com.
And you
check
out the videos up there as well, too. More with Fred Dreyer. We'll be right back. The Fred Dreyer Show.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Final segment here on the Fred Dreyer Show. So Jenny from Santa Maria, she says, what if the Rams and the Chargers both end up getting into the finals and have to play at the same stadium and they have home field advantage? What happens there, Corey?
I saw that, and I think... I don't know how that would happen.
I don't know how that would work.
Christine
from Hunter works for me. That's your website that they have there. Christine, we got to get you on the show. You got to call Corey here at CRN or email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And let's get you on there and talk about our your website, Fred. They got one up for you for Hunter. Works for me. We haven't even touched on the Hunter.
Yeah.
So we got Sam Darnold had a big year for the Vikings. What do you think? Rams are taking on the Vikings in their big playoff game. That's the Monday night game. Fred Dreyer, your thoughts on that one?
Well, the Vikings should win. I mean, the way things are shaping up, it's going to be a tough out for the Vikings. But I'll go with Minnesota.
I agree, but if the front line of the Rams, those rookies with Verse and Fisk and all the other guys from last year that were playing well, I think if they can put pressure on Darnold like the Lions did last week, Darnold was throwing really high and it wasn't going well, so I'm actually going to take the upset and do the Rams.
You see this shirt that I'm wearing right here? It says LA, got the Rams logo on it. Rams all the way, guys. Fred, that's your team, for gosh sakes.
Fred's a realist.
Yeah, you get Fred. He's a realist. Look at Fred's looking at you.
Should I? I mean, what should I do?
I don't know.
Tell me what I should do.
Email Fred and tell him what to do for our next week's show.
What is it?
We're here every week at this time. So email Fred. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Next time we do one of these shows, I want to find out about your acting career. We've talked football.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't.
He did a lot of stunts in that as well, too.
You don't want to look into that icebox.
And there's some talk on the Monday game with the fires in California. If it's too smoky, Corey, they're going to maybe move it, to Arizona?
Yeah, they're going to move it to Arizona because of air quality. We'll see. Might.
Got to take your tickets, get a hotel room. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, on the show. What do you say?
Well, listen, you know, as long as we've got good representation and a very good, clear understanding of how to play this sport, it makes no difference where you play it, under what circumstances.
Final words from Fred Dreyer, nothing better than that. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us.